The University Tower chimes, ringing in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let me introduce to you our panel for today, all the way at the bottom of the screen, but at the top of my heart. It's Professor Stephen Manning.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh,
that's the nicest thing anyone said to me all week.
Well, thank you. Who have you been dealing with, Stephen? So how's your new neighbor, Stephen?
Good. Jess met her. That's why I was a little late getting on. Went out and put something in the Corville, and she was out raking leaves because the weather was so nice. Welcome back, spring, even if only for a day. And seems acceptable.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Acceptable.
Well, you know, over here, the houses are, and you know, where you guys live a little bit too, but here, the houses are very, very close together. So your neighbors, the nature of your neighbors is very important. I mean, our driveway is so skinny, we can barely get the vehicles up and down the driveway. You've got normal vehicles. You could not have even a small pickup truck, you know, with the people who come with a pickup truck, they got to fold the things in. So, who you have as a neighbor is very, very important. And the one on one side is very good. The one on the other side is not so good, but there's more space on that side. She seems very, very nice. Happy to be here. And
that's good.
Yeah. Nice.
Excellent. Most excellent. Professor Dan Maggio is here with us today. How's it going, Dan?
I'm good. One more week until I have a 2-week break.
You feel good?
Yes, I am about that. So.
Cannot come fast enough, as far as I'm concerned.
When do finals start? Next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday, that's right.
Grades are due the 20th, which is really the date that matters.
and the bribes are accepted up until the 18th, right, Beth?
Right.
Right, at least until Sunday night before. Yeah, exactly. What do you have planned for the holidays, Dan? Just a whole bunch of curling?
We are on break. I'll be heading to Erie for a couple days. And then we're going up to Traverse City for at least 4 days.
Okay.
Nice.
So actually, I'll be traveling, assuming the weather cooperates. Always the weather.
Always.
Always the weather. Well, the weather today in Michigan is whack job.
You'll be coming over here before classes start.
Yes, I have cookies to hand out. So
Yes.
I haven't made them yet. But tomorrow, I have a big all-day cookie day planned with some friends of mine.
Cool.
The advantage of cooking with friends is if each friend cooks 4 cookies, then there are 12 at the end of the day. So you get more bang for your buck.
Is it Laura and Felicia? Or are they?
No, friends of mine I went to undergrad with at U of D Mercy.
Oh, that's great.
Dan, you really are turning into the Keebler elf over there, aren't you?
I always made a lot of cookies at Christmas. So.
Obviously, man.
I was thinking we might do a cookie exchange. I'm just not sure how, if I really have time to do it before the 20th, and then I wasn't sure what people's availability would be after. But maybe we should think about that for next year, doing an Ask the Professor cookie exchange.
Oh, right.
That's the fantastic suggestion of Professor Beth Oljar. And I'm just going to remind you that a standard size cookie fits into a standard size envelope. And do not hesitate to put some postage on that. Send it over to Berkeley.
An envelope full of crumbs.
I already gave you some orange spice cookies.
Those were fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Why even wait for the envelope? I say we just have Beth hand feed us all, you know, I mean, just.
Well, that actually was the idea for everyone to come over here. I could even put the cats upstairs and clean the first floor, and Matt could stay for at least a few minutes.
Either that or without any postage or envelope, you know, it's always appropriate during the holidays to open your mailbox and just see a cookie there. Like, oh, mysterious baking goods. All right. That's great.
I don't know that I'd eat it.
Wait, there's a cookie in our little library. Should I read it or eat it? Professor Heather Hill is here with us today.
Hello.
She's very excited to find out that her new neighbor is acceptable.
Mm-hmm, I am. What's mostly important, though, is did the dog behave? Because he was out there with you, wasn't he, Stephen?
Oh,
was the dog barked at her. He doesn't bark, as you know, he doesn't bark very much. Huskies generally don't. They can, but he doesn't bark much. But he barked at her, and I apologized and said, that's because you're new, I think. But once he recognizes you, he won't bark.
Oh, good. So,
that's probably true.
Yeah.
But, well, that's good news. I'm glad.
Absolutely. And how is everything wrapping up for you, Heather? Nightmare semester is almost over.
Semester's wrapping up okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Good.
One more class day.
Yep.
Do we need to come back and do another soft shoe for you, Heather?
I was going to say.
No, actually, Professor Manning is coming in to talk about political issues in The Lion King.
Oh, that's great.
So
awesome. I'm bailing on Monday.
Is Scar Mitch McConnell?
Well, Heather, we wish you the best as the ending. So if Stephen's coming, that means you're fully invoking Dangling Monday. You're having class on Monday, aren't you?
I am. Yep.
Heck yeah.
Whoa. Yep.
That's awesome. Totally awesome.
I'm making brownies.
Nice.
Oh, those kind of brownies too. Wow.
Oh, geez, you guys.
Let me ask you guys about that. We were told at the beginning of the semester, no food.
I know, I forgot.
In the classroom. I normally bring different kinds of candy for my students, you know, when they're taking the final exam. What do you think? Do you think that would
I think you're a rule breaker, Jim, and you should do it.
I brought brownies and clementines to my last medieval lit class on Thursday, and I walked in there. I'm like, oh no, we're not supposed to be eating. And then they all said, well, Professor Romby's brought donuts. And I'm like, well, if he's doing it, okay, I'll do it.
Well, I thought I could set it on a chair right outside the door and say, you know, go out in the hall and get the food and put it in your mouth and come back in.
But I'm going to.
Whoever's walking down the hall might eat it all.
Yeah. Individual wrapping is, you're in the clear, Jim.
I gave up Halloween candy after Halloween when I had leftovers.
Okay, well, that's essentially the same thing. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my partner in crime last Monday night was Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
We had a good time talking about Back to the Future.
We did. It was a hoot. I don't know, man. What do you think? Should we start doing Radio City, the Fox Theater? You know,
analysis off the top of one's head and lots of drawings from Dave.
It worked for Eber and Siskel.
Yeah. Well, it's true.
Right?
The three of us kind of nerded out. I don't know if the students were. No, it was great. It was great.
No, actually, Matt doesn't even know. I mean, you know, have you told him, Heather? I stuck around until what time did I end up leaving? Like 8:30-ish?
Oh my gosh, Dave.
Yeah, he got stuck with one of my students, apparently.
Three.
Wow.
Three of your students stuck around.
That's great.
And now they follow me on Instagram. I chat with one almost daily. So.
Wow.
I think I adopted one of Heather's kids.
That is awesome.
So. It's okay. I mean, he's driven. He's got some motivation. And, you know, what more could you ask for in a student?
That's right.
Yeah.
I just told him when he accepts his Academy Award, don't forget the three of us. That's all.
That's right.
That's right.
For sure.
We were there.
For the remake of Back to the Future. Professor Jim Tubbs is here with us today as well.
Hello. Hello.
Last but most certainly not least. Yeah, I think individually wrapped food, Jim, you're covered.
Okay. I'm still waiting on, I think, three term papers that have not yet come in. So.
Ay, caramba.
The end of the semester is just not winding down like it's supposed to.
I have all of mine now.
That's the
you
truth.
You've got all of them? That's good.
Yeah.
I was just grading some yesterday, but there's some, I mean, they were due last week and 3 weeks ago. But.
Right, right, exactly. See, we're still picking up the pieces here, right? Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways, emailing us at atp@udmercy.edu, finding us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Y'all probably know that our wonderful executive producer, Professor Jason Roach, has asked a lot of his students to send in questions. I thought this was interesting because he hit me up and he's like, Matt, are we getting a steady flow or not? And I'm like, oh, I probably have like 3 or 4, maybe 5. And just like clockwork this last week, I've gotten about 4 or 5 a day. So I don't know what he did, but here we are. And there's some really, really great questions. They're quick hit kind of scenarios with 10 questions written on a specific topic. So we should be able to cover a lot of ground. And most of them, if not all of them, are really fun. So we've got something right now from Ivana Palazzolo, who actually is one of Beth's students.
Yeah.
I'm going into the big pile of Beth's questions here. This is all about, it says, oh my gosh, wow, her email is signed, sent from your dearest, Ivana. Wow.
Yes.
That's great.
All her emails awesome. Signed that way.
These are all trivia about Italian food. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Dan?
I said something about cooking. They should send in questions on cooking. So apparently some of them took me to heart on that. It's not like that was required.
That's right. That's right.
We'll just linger on the questions longer. That's all.
So gnocchi is usually viewed as a type of pasta, but what is the main ingredient?
Potatoes.
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 Jesus. Yes. You think Everybody. We knew that one?
Potatoes.
Potato.
Yep. Tiramisu is a delicious Italian dessert. Do you know yes. its literal oh. translation?
Pick me up.
Yeah, it's a pick me up. Did someone say that they thought the answer was true?
Yes.
That was Kathy Bush's favorite dessert, actually.
That's right. I was thinking of Kathy because the Costco tiramisu is basically the size of a small log.
It sure
and
is.
Leslie and I left it in our fridge accidentally after a Thanksgiving engagement with family. And I go, are we both eating this thing one slice at a time per day? And she goes, oh, heck yeah. And so it's just slowly going away over time. Oh, so funny. Amaretti. Amaretti are crunchy little biscuits with usually what type of flavor?
Almond.
Almond.
Almond, yes, absolutely. That's where they come from. That's right. Ooh, what is the main flavor that's in tartufo, another Italian dessert?
Ooh, this one's too exotic for me.
Truffles?
Is it?
No.
It's not truffles. That's what it sounds like, you know? We're looking for the main flavor ingredient.
Anise?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Tomatoes.
I think we need to go obvious when we say the word dessert.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Yeah, it says here that the main flavor and ingredient is chocolate.
Okay.
What's the main ingredient or a primary ingredient of an Italian dish that's described as being Florentine?
Spinach.
Spinach.
Ooh. And cream.
How wonderful is spinach, let me tell you.
Oh.
Good for the soul.
My inner Popeye.
Mine too.
Traditionally, the main ingredient in the sauce known as pesto is
basil.
Basil. Yes, the fresher the better. That's what I always say. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the ring style stuffed pasta?
Cannelloni, manicotti.
Or a kete, or is it the smaller?
Ring style.
SpaghettiOs. Ring style.
Tortellini.
Tortellini is what we're going.
Tortellini.
SpaghettiOs.
Did somebody say spaghetti?
SpaghettiOs.
I did. I said SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying nothing. That's what I had for lunch today. Sad to admit it. So.
Well, there's nothing wrong with SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
SpaghettiOs are good.
Those were some really cool questions. Thanks for sending them in, Ivana.
You're listening to Ask the Professor from University of Detroit Mercy. We're grateful to those listeners who submitted questions for today's show, and we welcome your questions at atp@udmercy.edu. Now, let's return to our host, Matt Mayo, with more questions for the panel.
We've got another set of questions. Ooh, wow. Here's a list of 10 questions regarding all sorts of things. Passing grade is 7 of 10. This is Natalie Fiore, a Detroit Mercy student.
Not one of mine.
There we go. Now, this is on the Jason side. If someone texts somebody SMH, what do they mean?
Slap my head.
Shake my head.
Shaking my head, usually, but you can do smack my head, too. Face palm, right? Face palm.
Yeah.
There we go. There we go. Professors, what day in the modern era is referred to as Star Wars Day.
May the 4th.
Mm-hmm. May the 4th be with you. Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
The song that launched 1,000 memes on the internet very quickly, looking like in about 10 years, it will overtake White Christmas in sales. What single am I referring to?
Last Christmas?
Mm-mm.
Is it a Christmas song?
It is.
Don't tell me it's not Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
No.
Is it a Mariah Carey song?
It is a Mariah Carey song.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
She didn't cover Santa Baby, did she?
She did not. I mean, you know, we live in a world where I'm even grading my kids as they tell me if they did their chores or not. Partial credit.
Thank you.
It's All I Want for Christmas Is You. All right.
Oh, yeah.
And the going meme on the internet is that it materializes out of nowhere on November 1st at midnight. It just appears and you have to listen to it, you know.
Have to say I changed the channel then.
Yeah.
Who performed at the 2020 Super Bowl halftime show?
Ooh.
Oh, The Weeknd.
That's not what it says here. I think that was 2019.
Oh, 2020.
Oh, 2020.
Oh, I thought somebody relatively safe. I know that. Was it the Stones?
There's a partial credit for you right there. Yeah. Someone safe. Oh, it's the NFL.
Was it Post Malone?
No, it was two women.
Oh, was it Shakira and J-Lo or J-Lo, somebody?
That's okay. Right. J-Lo, that's right. J-Lo and Shakira. Yes.
I literally just saw that on YouTube when I was scrolling through.
That's awesome. Speaking of memes, I could not get over the memes that came out of that one with regard to J-Lo at 51 or whatever, and she's dancing all around, and then me at 51, I'm just like sitting in my easy chair with a bag of chips. It's just
it could have been worse. We could have had Madonna.
Always be worse.
She's all psyched because she's with Ben Affleck again, you know, so
that's right. The person who got dubbed the Tiger King calls himself a certain name. What is it?
Was it something exotic?
Joe Exotic. Joe Exotic. Okay. Joe Exotic. Very well done. Absolutely.
Lovely haircut.
Don't think too hard, professors. What's the name of the Full House reboot on Netflix? What's the name of the show?
Fuller House.
Dilapidated House.
There's only one stage left, Jim. Fullest, and then we're done.
Hey, come on, Matt. You got driveway put in today, so.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely right.
They start at 7:30 this morning.
I'm sure that is also true. Oh, my gosh. What is the name of the generation born from approximately 1997 to 2012?
Gen X.
Gen Z.
Gen Z is what it is. Yeah. 97 to 2012. Okay. Is Generation Z, yes.
So what's going to be after that, Matt?
You know, I don't think there's any question because the Zers really do refer to themselves as Zoomers. I mean, they lived a very large chunk of their life on Zoom.
Generation A, that'll be next.
No, it was.
We'll have to have double A.
Yeah, I was going
to
say double A.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, Beth, the one that's out there right now is actually Alpha, to reflect what you've said. So people are saying Gen Alpha.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're not going to start doing like bra cup sizes or something like that with them. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what generation I'm in.
You're an Xer.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm on the border of baby boomer and a Gen X.
I'm a baby boomer right in the middle.
You are, yeah.
Professors, what actor in the Marvel superhero movies portrays Thor?
Chris Hemsworth
is correct. Yes. No, my mom does not have a checkbook with pictures of Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, but you know, we also know about your mom's, you know, what's the term, Heather? Adoration of Chris Evans.
Now that's a different story.
Yeah.
She's a Captain America person.
The drool runs down the streets in Berkeley.
I'm just telling you right now.
Matt announced that to the film class on Monday night.
My mom had a thing for Keanu Reeves. She said he had a perfect face.
Wow.
Like, okay, that's kind of weird. but whatever, you know.
Heather, am I remembering right? Matt's mom's got a Thor checkbook or something like that?
No, it's a Chris Evans check.
Oh, Chris Evans. Okay, my bad, my bad.
But even so.
Last but not least. Oh, go ahead,
Heather. I just said even so.
Even so.
One more question from Natalie. Thanks for sending these in. What app is used by young people as an outlet to express themselves through singing, dancing, comedy, lip syncing, and allowing users to create videos and share them across the community?
TikTok.
TikTok. Yes, absolutely. Very well done, professors. Very well done. Let's just keep dying. Diving.
Diving. Okay.
Let's just keep diving.
And let's not do any of that at all. That would be not good.
No.
We have some questions, dear profs. Here's a list of 10 questions about uncommon words. A passing grade is 5 out of 10. Thank you very, very much for that. This is from Iara Oladipo, another Detroit Mercy student. What's the official term for something or someone being thrown out of a window?
Defenestration.
Defenestration, yeah.
Defenestration. That's not at the bottom of a frequency of words. That's a pretty fun word, don't you think?
Hey, I mean, it's a good, you know, it's a starter for, you know, crossword puzzles.
And the French practice it daily.
Good one, Jim.
And I'm sure Kendra's used it in her crossword puzzles daily, so.
Oh, sure. What is the dictionary term for the infinity symbol?
Oh, wow. Sideways 8? No, just kidding.
Partial credit.
What it looks like.
How about racetrack?
The artist formerly known as Prince.
Is it a Mobius strip? No.
No.
You know what it reminds me a little bit of is the and symbol that we usually refer to
ampersand.
As and. Is called the ampersand.
Ampersand.
And the infinity symbol, which represents the concept of infinity, is called the, starts with the letter L.
Lampersand.
You know, it's called a lemniscate.
Oh.
Lemniscate.
Yeah, I've never heard that actually.
Me neither.
But we don't use that. I don't know math teachers actually, except to throw out a piece of trivia.
Right.
Don't really use that. Huh.
Professors, for all of you typesetters out there, the name of the dot over the I and J in Roman script is called a
tilde?
No, that's
no.
Not.
No. No, it's a tittle.
It's called a tittle.
Oh, wow. Tittle. Well, yeah, Dave.
Yep.
Dave should know that.
Oh, is that where the expression a jot and a tittle comes from?
It's biblical.
Yes, it is. It is, for sure.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Okay, the caffeine's kicking in, Heather.
Well, they were both used over Hebrew letters, too.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
I was about to say, don't confuse it with the titter. Which is the shorthand for the students for the Titan Dining Room, the TDR. It's like, are we hitting the titter tonight? Yeah, that's a whole different story. What's the feeling that accompanies the temporary inability to retrieve information from your memory called?
Brain fog.
Is this an official technical term or?
It's definitely, I mean, it's semi sort of medical diagnosis based.
Amnesia? I mean,
also starts with the letter L. Michael Jason says brain cramp. You know, partial credit.
I like that.
Lapse something.
No, it says here it's called
a lapse.
Getting closer. It's called lethologica. Lethologica. Huh. That's what it's
lethologica.
Called.
So your logic becomes lethargic at that point.
Well, that sounds pretty good, actually. Yeah.
Well, the good thing is I'm not likely to remember that. So.
Frankly, Dan, if you have trouble recalling it, it's doing its job.
Yeah.
Doing its job, yep.
It's lethologic.
Where are my damn car keys?
Where are my glasses?
Professors, what is the term for a feeling of enjoyment coming from observing the troubles of others?
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude. Yeah.
Shady friend. Or shaded joy.
What is the word in the English language that's used, single word, to use to describe the day before yesterday?
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yes.
Penultimate?
penultimate day before yesterday.
The previous two.
I forgot.
Is it a single word?
It is a single word. It is. We should start using it.
Wait, but this is
what's wrong with day before yesterday? Why do we need to have one word?
Because it's cool.
Because it's more efficient than three.
Depends on the word.
Right, I know. It's one of my non-native English-speaking students an eon ago was like, wait, this language has a word for not being drunk? I'm out of here. No, professors, it starts with E-R-E. Air yesterday is what it's called.
Air yesterday. Before yesterday. Okay.
The day before yesterday. We might have some better luck with what we've got left here.
That sounds stupid. I'd rather say the day before yesterday.
Oh, professors, what's the name of the little plastic thing at the end of your shoelace?
Aglet.
Aglet.
Aglet. Yes. What is the dictionary term for the hashtag or pound symbol?
Octothorpe.
It's an octothorpe. Yes, an octothorpe. I always thought that was weird because it clearly carves out nine boxes, but it has the octo eight at the start of it.
Who names these things?
Typesetters.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. No, I mean, it does.
No. I mean, Beth, when I was in school, we actually had a professional typesetter on campus, and we would actually have to take a manuscript, mark it up, tell her what font we wanted, what the leading was, and it was the closest I got to math when I was at CCS. That's awesome.
You know what it makes me think of about the whole infinity lemniscate thing is lemniscate is like a noun. Infinity is a noun too, but it's also a concept. So if you had like a non-math person, you would say use this symbol. You wouldn't say use the thing that, right, you know, means infinity.
Uh-huh. That is interesting.
Last one here. These actually have been really entertaining. Thank you very much, Iara, for sending them in. A whispering or rustling sound that starts with the letter S. What word describes a whispering or rustling sound?
Susurration.
You are spot on. And how did you know that is all I have to say. Yeah, it's singular. It's a susurrus, but a susurration, right, is the action. That's pretty awesome, Ben.
Ooh, okay.
Because you said it started with S. That and the description were enough to.
Yeah, we're getting close to the end of the show that I can sort of jump over Dave's joke. And
thank you.
So how did you know susurration, by the way?
I'm sure I've read it, okay, before, or seen it used as part of a description in a novel or something like that. And I look up words when I come across one I don't know, which doesn't happen very often. But
or you could have asked Drew. He might have found it in some comic book, too.
Or there's that. You can go with that explanation. That's fine.
Professors, I'm afraid I'm looking at the time, and the time has arrived for us to say goodbye. Jim.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Heather.
Goodbye.
Beth.
Goodbye.
Stephen.
Goodbye.
And Dan.
Goodbye.
Now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.